And we are here. What's up, y'all? Welcome to the Amira Rush Show. We are starting late as hell today because I'm on CP time, and that's just how fuck it is. I don't know what to tell y'all. I want to give a shout out to my collaborators one time for the one time really quickly. I want to give a shout out to FemDrip. That's my people. They made up the other two other people of our squadron members. I love y'all, Jazzy and Shanti. Shout out to Waste Beads by Lola. Remember to hit us up with the discount code on Wednesdays, Amira Show, so you can get a discount on your purchase of Waste Beads every Wednesday, only on Wednesdays, okay? And she ships every motherfucking where, so you can just look her up and just order some shit on your own if you want. Shout out to our official DJ of the show, DJ Samosa, who is responsible for Twerk Time, which you will not be hearing Twerk Time tonight. We just going to have straight conversation tonight. I want to give a shout out to our official drag queen. That is the Cuban Barbie Heaven. And make sure y'all stay tuned for our episode collabs every end of the month. All right, called Liquid Obsession. And then I want to give a shout out to Nini at Night, my sexpert of Louisville. Make sure that y'all keep a lookout. We're going to get together, I believe, next week to actually bring y'all a Wet Wednesday episode. It's been so goddamn long, but we're going to get that shit cracking. I want to give a shout out also to Brie Renee of the Love, Sex, and Magic Company, which we are also looking to get an episode together for Healing AF. So that should be coming out next week as well. I don't think I missed anyone. And if I did, I'm so sorry. I love you all. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I got a guest sitting right here with me. What the fuck?
What's up, yo?
Go ahead and introduce yourself to the people.
Man, I'm Young Butch, the GOAT, Hip Hop's Only Hope. You heard me. I'm out here with Amira.
Yes.
And Nirvana. We late, but I guess we early because we the only motherfuckers
here.
I know.
Here. Isn't that weird? We're late, but we also early as fuck. Like,
it's straight. I don't mind it. I like the peace and quiet.
I do too. For hell. Real. Like, I've gotten to the point now where I really enjoy, like, really chill nights. You know what I'm saying? Where I can actually walk around the room. Because, like, that's not the case always when you go out. And I just wonder, does this mean I'm getting old or something? Because
that's
I
exactly
really,
what that is.
I'm just playing. I'm just playing. Dead, right?
I'm supposed to get fat tonight. I'm supposed to have a shit ton of people. Oh. Excuse my language.
Oh, are you serious? No, yeah. You can cuss on here.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, we don't follow FCC guidelines.
Good.
I do whatever fuck I want to, and that's that.
Yeah, all right. Well, yeah. It's supposed to be stupid fucking fat then.
Oh, my God.
Real fat.
Nervous.
Yeah.
Because is it gonna be new people?
Yeah, I got my homeboy T Money performing. He performed last week. And then my buddy Corey, he's coming up here to try it out.
Okay.
My pops is supposed to be sliding through.
Support?
Yeah.
I'm excited.
My sister's, today's her birthday.
Her birthday.
Happy birthday to my sister, man. She's supposed to be sliding up here with the wifey, but me and the wifey on bad terms right now.
Oh,
so.
No. Because you know I was about to ask
I'm
that
I'm crazy.
Next, where the fuck is wifey
I'm
at?
I'm crazy, dog.
Crazy? You probably fucking are.
I didn't put my hands on her. Nothing. I just... Sometimes,
put your voice on her.
Yeah, sometimes when I get mad, I raise my voice. I'm very opinionated. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
and like, if I feel like I ain't being heard, I'm going to make you hear me.
That's true.
And
what sign are you?
Virgo.
You're Virgo. Oh, that makes sense.
My birthday was just Sunday.
I was
just
about to
turned
say,
25.
That your birthday is like around, right?
Yeah.
Oh,
September 5th.
Happy belated birthday, you crazy motherfucker.
Thank you.
Oh, so, aside from you being crazy, what does a day to day look like whenever you're juggling work, home life, and your career?
I mean, it's honestly pretty chill because I only work part-time right now just so I can focus a lot on my music. But I make enough money to not only pay my bills but to pay for other shit too.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So that's straight with that. And I mean, my life at home, I mean, I'm really lame and boring, bro. I really just play the video game and just chill, right? Like, I stick to myself. I don't fuck with nobody. I just do me.
You play the game listening to your own music?
Yeah, I do. That's what I was doing today. Was practicing while playing Call of Duty Zombies.
Yo, I suck at COD. I suck at anything COD. I suck. What
I'm ignorant.
Play? I need to know what else
man,
you play.
I mean, I've been playing a lot of Call of Duty, but I mean, I play all them like Warzone type games, which like a big battle royale. That's all I fuck with.
My dad's into that shit. So
shit's fun.
Y'all be cool. You and my dad, whatever. Well, that's dope. I'm glad to know that that you are able to kind of have that balance, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to, you know, work and career, because it's literally my issue these days.
Like, it battles each other sometimes. Like, there's some days where I'm just like, dude, I need to hit the studio today, and it's like, I got to go to work, too, but, right. Like, how the fuck am I supposed to?
It's horrible. Like, there are people that take that risk where they just like, fuck work, I'm going to just make it
I
work.
I can't do it.
I know, I got to pay for it. I got to be secure, okay?
I like money.
Right now, I am not profitable, for real, so I need to be secure.
Hopefully we get rich sometime soon.
Hopefully soon. The rich I want to be, that's going to come in 10 years. So I'm patient. I get there, whatever. It's cool. I'm going to be, what, 38? That's enough time to, I'm still in my 30s technically, so that's a good time there.
Well, you still look bad and bougie.
Thank you. Bad and bougie. Hey. So tell me, when it comes to your music, where the fuck did all that begin? Like, where did you start with that?
I mean, like, it really didn't even start out as music. I used to write poetry. I still do. And, like, short stories and stuff.
Oh, I love short stories.
But I'm self-conscious about them, so I don't even let the wife yet. My sister, nobody reads that shit.
That's fair.
But I started doing that, like, 7, 8 years old in elementary. And then, like, just going, living throughout different parts of Louisville, I had my old heads be like, why don't you put that to a beat? Just start rapping. And I'm like, man, I can't rap, you know, so I said fuck it and just went for it. And one day I made a little something. It's my little something that I got in my pocket. When someone put me on the spot to freestyle, I'll pull it out real quick. But
got to stay ready.
Yeah, you got to stay ready. But it went from that to what it is now. Like, I used to just bullshit and rap, go to parties, just, you know, just be like, oh, watch this shit, watch what I can do. And then, I started getting serious about it about 4 years ago.
Yeah.
Ever since then, it's just, I haven't started losing yet. I know it's gonna happen one day, but like, it's been all right so far. People fuck with me. Mm-hmm. I didn't even do it for that. I just did it just to be heard. Even if one person just heard me, you know what I'm saying?
That's enough. Hey, that's dope.
For real.
That's dope. And you said you got serious. You started getting serious 4 years ago.
Yeah,
that's so soon for you to especially hit success like this so far.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I ain't, like, super famous or nothing, but my boy Ronnie Bandino in Chicago, he's got songs with ESTG. I just went out there, and the wifey tell you, I turned down $30,000 cash in a contract. Is it from? I turned it down. I said, nope.
They wanted your soul or some shit?
Yeah, man. They wanted it for 3 years.
I
read this shit.
I'm going to need more money for my soul.
Yeah, because I thought about it. Like, when I get back home to Louisville, man, that 30 bands, I buy a house, pay my court shit, buy a car. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm going to be dead broke. Then what? And hope my music sells. It might not sell. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers might not want to pay $5 for my CD. You know what I'm saying? So then I had to ask the question, like, where am I going to get money from? How am I going to live? If I'm signed to this contract and I technically work for y'all, you have to borrow money from us. I ain't with that. Yeah. Nope. I'm not no dummy. Fuck that.
That's smart that you know your shit, because a lot of people don't know their shit. And as soon as they see a big dollar amount, they think that's it and they jump for that. At least that's what I've heard and I've learned in the music industry.
For real. There's a lot of fuck shit out here. Like, I noticed it my first, like, year in. I just noticed, like, people would be cool as fuck around you, but, like, they'll literally try to snake your ass out. Yeah. Like, for real. It's fucked up how people are out here. I don't get it. I ain't one of them.
Yeah.
I just do me. Yeah, fuck that. I mean, I used to be grimy, but I ain't grimy no more. Jail done changed me. I don't like Metro.
Like, one more chance, I swear I'm going to do it different.
For real,
ain't gonna get me this time, I swear.
LMPD's a bunch of assholes, man.
They really are.
Fuck
12.
They want $1,500 to get my car out, man.
$1,500?
Yeah. That's what I said. I said I only paid $800 for it.
What
I look like.
It's not worth that much.
Nah, fuck that.
Nah, they just trying to be finding ways to make all types of stupid ass money off of people. It's dumb.
It don't make no sense.
So dumb. I'm so sorry. Fuck
it's all good.
I hate y'all, LMPD. It is what it is.
It is what it is.
But that's crazy, and I'm glad that you knew what to do, what was best. You know, like I said prior, like, people don't know sometimes. They don't fucking know. It's like, 30 grand, what?
Man, I thought about it.
My dumb ass, like, ooh, bills.
Yeah.
Bills are my fucking life.
That's what John Doe said. He said, I would have took the money. I said, yeah, then you'd be in debt, bro. You know what I'm saying? You'd be struggling right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, fuck all that.
He was like, I can get me some.
Yeah, for real. I said no, because I'm just like, man, if you're going to offer me $30,000, somebody going to offer me $30 mil. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
For real.
Somebody is.
One day,
good.
I'm going to just keep on going until I get there, I guess.
Right. Patient. Like, every 4 years, you're going to get an offer that's always like $30,000 more. So next up will be 60 grand, and then we getting there. No, I'm just playing.
I want Juice World prices where I can charge $200,000 a verse, you know?
Literally.
For real.
Like,
I would love that.
I want those prices. Ooh, I would be so. And listen, my happiness does not just come from money, but these days, my nigga, like, holy shit, these bills is killing me. But anyways, make sure it's life. Okay. So you started through poetry and, you know, just working your way up and whatnot. Where do you see yourself in the next few years?
I try not to think ahead too far, because nothing's promised, tomorrow ain't guaranteed, you know what I'm saying? So the way I look at it is, if I'm lucky enough to even open my eyes tomorrow, that's good enough for me. But my music shit, that's gonna live on forever, right?
It's gonna live on forever.
So I ain't trying to put it like this, but usually when rappers die, that's when they blow up. It's fucked up. You know what I'm saying? But if that ever happens to me, maybe then I'll blow up. But even if not, I ain't even, you know, I see myself bigger than I am now, but not superstar.
Yeah.
Like, because that's a lot of work and a lot of, you got to pay a lot of motherfuckers to get for collabs and promotion, and it's hectic. I've already dabbled with it. Like Lil White, he wants $1,800 for a verse in a music video.
Oh.
So I'm gonna go down there in Tennessee and get a song with him. Yeah. I don't even know who Lil White is. He's signed by 36 Mafia, Lil White Boy.
Okay.
Raps with Jelly Roll and shit.
Okay, that's networking. So
yeah. My buddy's got Corey Guns' manager's number.
Oh,
like,
nice.
We've been talking to him, but bro wants 5 bands for a verse. And I'm just like, you know, it ain't a lot of money, but like, I don't have $5,000 just to dish out right
just
now.
To give out, right.
If that was the case, then I wouldn't have to trip about a vehicle.
Exactly.
Got to borrow everyone's car. That's how it's real out here.
Yeah.
It's real out here.
It is real.
I look like a superstar, but like, life sucks.
That's real fucking life. Oh,
for
my
real.
God. Say it all through your music, I swear. That's like the channel to outpour.
Yeah.
And it's good for people to know that other people's lives suck. You
for
know what
sure.
I'm saying? Like,
you ain't
it really
alone out
is.
Here.
Like,
you ain't alone out here.
I feel like that's what drives music. What drives music is depression.
And struggle.
And struggle. Like,
yeah,
I swear to God,
because
everyone can relate to that shit.
Facts.
Everyone can relate to
heartbreak
that shit.
Too, man. It's a lot of my songs. I might be young, I'm only 25, but I've always been mature for my age, for who I am, you know. So like, I fell in love I guess at a early age, and like, got my first experience with heartbreak, and like,
yeah,
I used to make poems about it. And so I just, yeah.
When did you stop making poems? How many years was your heart broken?
I mean, really, it started in elementary school. I used to see my mama get her heart broken all the time. So like,
okay,
I would base my earlier poems off that until I had my own experience.
Got you. Okay.
It was deep though. I see her be crying in her room and shit, you know. But as a kid, I didn't notice why, like, you know, why motherfuckers drink and do drugs and shit. I didn't know. But now I'm just like, yeah, life sucks. I see. I understand. I get it.
Makes sense.
I get it. It's hard to find. I can't go a day without a blunt. I can't do it.
Yeah.
I'm a bad person when I'm not with that. When I'm
when you're not inebriated to some extent. Listen,
gotta
be. Our motherfucking vices. We got to get through somehow. Because life's a bitch.
Yeah. Just make
sure
she's
beautiful. And then we die. That's why we get high, because you never know when you're going to go.
Bars.
Hell no. So, I'm really sorry about your heartbreak. I thought I knew about heartbreak. I didn't want to, like, say this. But I thought I knew about heartbreak until I had my first heartbreak. And I was like, God, fuck. Like, I was depressed.
It hurts, bro.
I was in pain. I was like, this is horrible.
I know,
fuck
bro.
Fuck that bitch.
That's how I kind of feel right now. I'm just like, I'm hurting so bad right now, because, like, you know, like, she's over here. We ain't broke up, we ain't together type shit. But like, I've done put 4 years into this relationship too, man. So like, I'm quite well invested, and like, I love her to death. You know what I'm saying? But
it's gonna work out. Y'all just got.
It's a lot of me, because I'm really crazy. Like, I'm like, diagnosis. I've got a lot of those.
A real
for
person
real.
To admit to their flaws, or to admit to where
facts.
They contribute to a relationship.
And I told her day one, like, fucking with me, like, I'm not your average or typical. I'm different.
Mm-hmm.
I'm crazy. I'm going to react differently than how other people will, because my brain thinks differently the most.
Right.
I'm
and that's dope that you know
that.
Yeah. And she took a risk.
She risked it for the biscuit.
She did. But
so
DJ,
she can't
she
be too mad.
Ass.
Yeah, she does. She loves my shit.
She's like, you probably bring the most excitement and craziness in her damn life. So you ain't
the
going
first,
nowhere.
Look, the first 2 days we was together, we went to, where did we go? North or South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
2 days after being together. And like we had met on Instagram. And
yeah.
She came over. And I was like, you trying to go somewhere with me?
Yes.
Just went down there.
Not down the street, but out the state.
Yeah. Went down there for like 3 days and came back. Yeah.
That's dope.
We traveled a lot.
And then y'all was like, we getting married.
Something like that. We went to Bonnaroo and everything together.
Y'all went to Bonnaroo?
Yeah.
So damn
2019,
jealous.
Saw Juice WRLD and Post Malone.
My God.
Oh, my God. so much Molly.
So fucking jealous.
That was my first.
I did Molly. And bruh. My listeners, they're probably like, Amir, you've done Molly before? Yes, I have. Mind your business. It's so euphoric. It is.
Bonnaroo was an experience, man. It was the first time I tried Molly. It was the first time I seen, like, superstars, like, that close. Like, they were really there, bro. Some of them were even walking around and shit. And I'm like, this is wild,
that
bro.
That is wild.
It was crazy.
Yeah. That's dope.
It was fun, man.
I'm so jealous. I can't wait to fucking go to Bonnaroo.
I want
to
go again.
All of them crazy ass.
Man, shit.
Situations.
One day I might be performing at it. You know what I'm saying?
One day. And that's the year I can afford to be like, boom.
I'll just get you there,
here's
man.
Here's my tickets. Thank you. Just put me on the
I got you. I'll just mail you VIP tickets.
Thank
and there you go.
Thank you.
Interview everybody.
We'll do this all over again. You know what I'm saying?
You get all the super, superstars, you know, like the babies
Listen,
and
got
shit.
I you. But I
got
to take care of you first.
For
you
sure. I'm the hope. Hip hop's, or I'm the GOAT, hip hop's only hope. My bad, the marijuana got my.
This, and that's okay. So, Butch had a an off day today, and I'm very jealous because he was able to, you know, take some motherfucking downtime.
Yeah.
When it comes down to taking downtime from your music and preparing for your music, how does that look? Because I know you need downtime, but how does that shit look for you?
I base my music based off the emotion I feel in that moment. Mm-hmm. So, like, I'll be writing 10, 15 songs at one time, but, like, I'm not doing them all consecutively at once. It's just based off how I feel, because I'm bipolar as shit.
Yeah.
So, that's how I base my music off of and my mood for the day. Like, if I'm in a bad mood, like, I'll just lay there, watch Hulu or Netflix all day, and just, I won't fuck with nobody. Go make my little money, and that's it.
Right.
But then some days I'll feel inspirational, I'll feel motivated, and I'll start writing, or I'll play the game, and then go back and forth between that and the music.
Nice. Like, okay.
I started skateboarding again, too, so I bring my notebook with me and go around the neighborhood and
shit.
Oh,
that's dope.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I want to touch on two things. Inspiration, other inspirations, maybe people behind your music, you know, who you grew up listening to, or, you know, who, whatever.
It may surprise you.
That's what I'm looking for, the surprise. So I want to touch on that, but I first want to, like, just comment on the whole skateboarding thing. I wish I was a skater girl. Like, I went to, when I was in California with these media people I was with, we went and covered. Do you know what Dew Tour is?
Yeah, I do.
We went to Dew Tour to do media.
That's
do
pretty cool.
Event coverage, and this bitch who's like, she's big now. She was sponsored by Nike SB. Damn, I don't remember the fucking name.
That's
Pamela
dope.
Rose, maybe.
That sounds familiar.
She's from Spain or some shit. But she won the Girl Skate competition, and she gave me her deck. She was like, here.
You got one
like,
of her decks?
I have a deck, but
oh
I don't know where the
God.
Fuck it is, bitch. I do not know where it is. I'm just like, girl, how do you lose a whole skateboard deck? You're stupid.
Yeah, that takes talent. It's kind of hard to lose one of them, man.
I know. I'm so, like, I didn't become mad about it until, honestly, a month ago when I remembered, like, oh, shit, I had a whole skateboard deck by somebody who's, like, damn near famous now. Like, this is bullshit.
That's wild.
One of these days. And I tried to skateboard a little bit after that. I can longboard.
Okay. I tried longboarding, but I like stair sets and rails and shit.
Oh, yeah. Longboarding is literally just, like, you on the sidewalk chilling.
Yeah. That's for speed and shit.
And I can't even keep that up for long before I'm like, oh shit, bitch, you gonna die. Like, I just get in my own head.
Right.
So that's dope. I'm happy that you started skateboarding again. So now I want to touch on inspiration behind your music, beats, things of that nature. Tell me, please.
Well, I'm an old head at heart. I didn't really have my mother to raise me. It was more my grandmother.
My
mom listened to a lot of old school rap, like Nas, fucking Jay-Z, fucking Bone Thugs, Tupac, Biggie, everybody, you know? So I grew up on that shit.
Plus,
like, the old school R&Bs and shit. Like,
oh, yeah.
Like,
the actual rhythm blues.
And that shit, like, I just always loved it. Like, I really loved it. Mm-hmm. Like, a lot of my biggest inspirations, like, that helped me get on a beat was Tupac and Biggie, and I mean, I guess a little bit of Eminem, just because he a white boy doing the thing, you know. I mean, and at that time in life, it was like 2000, 2001. That was unheard of.
Yeah,
like Vanilla Ice was before that. You know what I'm saying?
And he was a whole like
he's weird.
Like,
he's just weird, man.
Yeah.
So Eminem came in, didn't do no shit, put his middle finger up and said fuck it. You know, he did his shit. That's what it's about. That's where my Biggie a lot too. My flow is like a, I've been told it's like an East Coast flow, like a Flatbush zombie type flow, something like that. But I'm versatile too. I can switch it and kick it any way I need to spit it, you know?
That was the vibes I was also getting, though, also just from seeing you perform and maybe a couple of your songs, that you do seem versatile. Like, you can get extra boom bap on us and go straight emo on us type shit. Like,
it depends on what I feel like doing. Tonight, right, like I'm doing a mix of both. It's like
a mix of both.
My wife, you made me make a song about it, so I'm going to perform that tonight. Aww, yeah.
Hey, y'all might make up tonight.
Maybe.
Prayers.
And then I got this other one. It's kind of like a Mac Miller thing that I just recently dropped on my SoundCloud and shit.
Oh, okay, okay. Mac, so based off of his last album?
Yeah. He died, like Self Care.
That was super, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
The type
of
beat.
Emo.
I like them old school beats predominantly, though. Because I can hit them any way, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Put anything on them motherfuckers.
He also touches on funk here and there, too, though. Which, I never been huge into, the style of funk, but...
It works for some people.
It really does.
Really?
I will say, growing up, I think it's just something you gotta grow into. Because, for Outkast, when they did that double album, Speaker Box and then the Love Below... growing up, as a kid, I was like, speaker box. My cousin was all, she's just good taste with music and shit. So she was always the Love Below. And as I get older, I'm like, yo, that funk shit hits.
Yeah, it does.
I just didn't understand, but now I do.
It be making you think sometimes that old school deep shit, man, that should be sitting there hitting you.
It's dope.
I don't know. That's where it comes from, though, man. That and my own self. I use my own struggles and problems as inspiration, too, man. Because sometimes I feel like a lot of people feel alone in this world. Mm-hmm. They be feeling like they ain't got nobody there for them. And they just all by themselves, and they feel this way. No one else ever does, but you wrong, because I feel that way.
Right.
I promise. I feel everything.
Right.
Everything.
Everything. And that's, again, that's why, music does so well. When people share those kind of things or focus on depression or things of that nature, because that is at least one thing everyone has experienced. Not everyone has experienced happiness yet, but everyone has damn for sure experienced being pissed off, upset, straight out the womb as a baby. you pissed off, I was very warm where I was, and now I'm not there no more. Wah, fuck y'all bitches. We come out pissed off.
Right.
So it's
think I was one of them babies. I'm pretty sure. I came out pissed off.
And it'd be like that. You only can be who you are, okay? So who else is coming tonight to support you? You said your dad.
Wifey and sister supposed to slide. Mm-hmm. A couple of my homeboys I grew up with, they supposed to slide, but you know how it be. Sometimes it just shit don't work out or whatever. They just don't come. But a lot of people, I made flyers for myself and went around the city and put them on people's cars and businesses and all that. So I try to advertise it the best I could because I was Facebook banned, so I had to think of something.
Right.
I thought of that, and I don't know, really.
Work.
I hope it's fat. I hope it's real fat.
I hope it is too.
For real. I hope it's cram packed in this motherfucker.
Oh, you want a cram packed?
Yeah.
Okay. I know I just had a chill, but for you, I'll deal with it tonight.
All right. I'm pretty sure a lot of new people are performing tonight too, from what I've been told. I talk to Sasha a lot. Shout out Sasha Renee, man. Be talking to her
Shout out
to
Sasha Renee for the Louisville vibe. Facts. You know what I'm saying? That's how Young Butch and I met.
That is how we met.
We're family.
I remember my first performance. You pulled me over there. You was like, come here.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, I remember that.
Months later, finally got the interview.
It'd be like, I needed to get more comfortable anyway. I'm much more comfortable now as opposed to what I was. I was kind of shy last, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's good. Oh, well, that's a major glow up in
months. Yeah, I just embrace it, though. If I'm embarrassed and shit, most motherfuckers walk away, hold their head down. I'll embrace it. Fuck it. I might be turning red and shit, but I don't even care. This shit's funny.
Right. You just you gotta keep it going.
Facts.
No, you really got to. You especially got to when Ashley's on the mic.
Oh, God.
And Ashley's on the mic tonight.
Y'all are crazy.
How many performances have you headlined?
I've been here every single week for the past, 4 or 5 months now. Something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Give or take. Maybe sooner, maybe later.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. It's been a while, though. It's been such a long time. It feels like a habit, almost. Like Thursdays, I have to. I told my boss and everything that Thursdays and Sundays are my days.
Exactly. Thursdays, that's it.
For real.
That's not.
I even handed some shit out to my boss up where I work at, man. I'm like, here, man, y'all should come out and come fuck with me.
And then pay me a little bit more so you can see why I need the money.
Facts. I always need money.
Always. Well, that's dope, though. I think it's going to be a decent crowd tonight.
I think so,
too. You're going to fucking rock it.
Thank you.
And I'm really excited for you. Oh, try? You're going to do. You do every time you up there.
I know. I become a different person when I'm up there. I just, like, zone out.
Listen, that's how I hear most people do it.
For real.
You have to do it.
Because I do be nervous every time just because, like, you know what I'm saying?
That's a good thing.
It ain't 50,000 people, but, you know, 20 people still. That's a lot of motherfuckers sitting there listening. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
That's still someone who you're giving a try to.
Yeah. Sometimes it'd be fat up here, though. Like, one time I performed, there was, like, I don't know, maybe 40, 50 people here. It was packed. I think you were here for that. There was a shit ton of people here,
though. I might have been here. I know. I can remember, like, a good 3 times where it was like, damn, we had the whole tonight.
We had the whole front. Me and my peoples had the whole front. Like, yeah it was, like, 10 of us.
Oh, I remember. That was, like, 3 weeks ago, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
We had a fat then.
Sometimes these nights blend together as one.
They do, man. They do.
It takes shit like last time we was here. It takes shit like that to
have. Oh, you talking about bro on the.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my goodness. And that night, I was on shrooms.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Like, it's a lot of energy happening here. And you left early, didn't you?
I did. After I performed, I had to leave because I had work in the morning. And most of the night, I was arguing with the wifey.
With the
misses. We was outside arguing like dummies.
That was an interesting night. I think everyone was just off on.
It was a full moon is what I told her.
Yeah.
I said, it's a full moon, and I'm mad for no reason. For real. I'm just being a dick to you just to be a dick, and I'm sorry.
Listen,
you know
real,
what I'm saying?
That's real shit. The moon really be fucking with me.
It does. I used to think it was bullshit until, like, I got older, and it's like, man, when I know that every time I'm in a bad mood or some bad shit's happening in my life, it's always been a full moon. Like, it's weird, bro.
Listen, astrology and spirituality, I believe heavily in, and that shit does run us to some extent. Not run us, but it definitely presents different energies.
Facts.
That does move us in different ways. It's crazy, and it challenges our growth. Speaking of challenges, well, first of all, I do want to say I'm happy. If we do have a bunch of new people, that's dope.
Yeah.
I love our regulars, but I
like hearing the voices of Louisville.
Yeah, seeing new people means that more Louisville people are coming and, you know, sharing with us.
They should, man. They should. It's like a therapy session for a lot of people. It is for me, you know what I'm saying? Just because everybody that's here, they're here to hear, like, some shit that you got to say. You know what I'm saying? Whether they know you or not, they want to hear what you got to say. Louisville's got a lot of fucking talent.
It really does.
We're a very versatile city.
The city is, like, it's Louisville. Like,
yeah,
when people
bro.
Are like, Kentucky and then Louisville, I'm like, Louisville
is its own little.
Yeah.
We ain't part of Kentucky.
No.
We're our own.
You
little.
Go out there, then you with Kentucky.
Yeah,
like, no,
if you ain't in the Jefferson County line, I can't fuck with you.
I can't fuck with you.
For real.
Basically, so when you make your music, or so far in your career, what challenges have you come across?
Man, a lot of it would be like the proper lyrics to put without sounding repetitive.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Essentially saying the same thing in a different way to where people don't notice it, but, like, I'm also expressing it. I don't know. It's hard to explain.
Yeah.
It be getting deep, man. Like, it's really the lyrics and, like, the flow. Trying to come up with your own type of flow is hard. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I'll be
so much out here.
Dude, everybody
now.
Does that. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Me go slow
yes.
and shit. Like, I even do it, but I can't help it.
Honestly, I was told that with them and, like, with DJ Mustard, like, they've unlocked the secret code to, like,
to the rap game,
drums and shit.
Yeah,
like,
bro, that's what my boy in Chicago told me. He basically gave me the cheat code. Yeah, he showed me some shit. And he was like, man, you can make a song like this. Me and him did, you know, messing around, like.
Yep.
Showed me how to make a song, and, like, it sounded like some Lil Uzi Vert shit, but it was my voice.
Mm-hmm.
You know how crazy that is? And, like, I didn't write it. It was just literally a bunch of bullshit that I record a little take, stop it, edit it, record a little take, stop it, edit it. And it's just like, it sounded dope. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, damn, is it really this easy for people just to make music? That's not music, though, in my opinion. Like, rap is one of those things that It was based and born off lyrics, mm-hmm. lyricism, and for motherfuckers to spill their pain.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, you talking about like mumble rap and shit Bro, like that?
Bro, this mumble rap shit, it stresses me out because, like, man, like, I fuck with you if you rich off your music, no matter if it's good or bad. Congratulations, you rich. However, don't call yourself a rapper when you talking about you being a drug addict and pop Molly with grandma in the basement. What the fuck is you on?
Listen.
Why would you do that with your granny, bro? Why would your granny want to do that with you? What the fuck? Mm-hmm. What is going on?
Yeah. I feel like some of the stories that they tell do be some shit. And sometimes you just wonder, like, are they being truthful here? Or are they
I don't think they are.
They just talking.
They just,
and what sucks with that, though, is, like, if they are just talking, if they are just, you know what I'm saying, trying to portray this life that's not them. Kind of like, well, Plies, he kind of does it, but apparently it's like his brother's story that he tells. So
ran off on the plug twice.
Like, I was like, wait.
I love
Plies
that song.
Never ran up on the plug. That was his brother. What the fuck? He better be getting a cut for this shit. I know that much.
My sister did that. That was her theme song. Because you know, whenever she was back in her wild days, she had hit the same dude twice for a bunch of money and shit. And I said, "Hey, you ran up on the plug twice for real? Like, you a dummy, man? You gonna hang out with the same bitch and then robbed you once? Come on now. Well, how dumb can you be,
man?
She's changed.
People that tell that shit." And that's not necessarily the life they live in. It puts a whole weird ass responsibility. It puts a whole ass weird pressure on.
You have to keep that image at that point.
Well, it's like, so all this shit is glorified. People are actually doing this. Like, people are actually, like, thinking that's how you live. That's how I come up. That's the life I gotta live.
Right.
And they're doing that. And in that, choosing to go about life like that or go about their career like that or whatever, they end up either dead, they end up strung out on shit,
jail,
they end up like just fucked, you know what I'm saying?
Facts.
So it does suck because it's kind of one of those things where if you're telling a story about your life, you're telling a story about your life,
right?
But if you're continuously trying to glorify things that hurt our community because it just sounds dope or because, you know,
it's easy to talk about. Like, yeah.
I mean, to some extent, you do a disservice. Like, I make sure with my show, everything that I...
It's straight authentic.
It is. I identify with everything I talk about with this show, everything this show represents. Anything this show
represents. I'll be
listening. Women, sex and sex work, being gay and shit, twerking. I do and am all of that shit.
Yeah.
And I'm here to tell you, like, listen, if this your life, this how it is... I'm here to give you the ups and downs. The real shit behind
Over your
shit.
Eyes. I'm your therapist.
You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, I got
like,
you.
Like, that's what I'm here for. I'm here, you know, for that platform so you know. But for other people, like you mentioned, excuse me, that's not necessarily the case. So that just sucks because they don't even know it, even though for them it's just entertainment. And for a lot of people, it is just entertainment. But for those who are really truly listening, studying this shit,
It's mind-boggling. Some of these artists be coming up here and saying some shit that I've never thought about talking about or saying. I'm just like, damn, bro, that's deep right there. That shit hits.
It's deep. And if you can back it, and if that's what it is,
it's even deeper.
And you can teach off that, hell yeah. But if you just slanging words like you slanging dick, be careful.
See, every song I got, like, even if it is a bullshit song, and my bullshit songs is something like there ain't a whole lot of lyricism in it.
Yeah.
But, like...
But you're entitled to that.
Yeah.
It's your art. And listeners, don't hear me say, like, you can't be a storyteller. Just everything has its pros and cons to it.
Facts.
And with that, for people who are just telling stories, from the most outlandish to the most realistic, like... It's a risk there. Like,
facts.
With the community and your fans and people who follow and listen to you.
Your image is everything in this industry. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I've had people question me, come up to me, be like, man, have you really sold ice? Have you really sold this? Like, dude, I used to be like, up until I went to jail, you know, and caught some fucking for real charges I'm on papers for currently. I was plugged in, you know. I was a plug, boy. I was the outlet. Your plug was coming to me.
No plug was coming to use the
I was
outlet.
I was barely touching anything, just money, you know. And then I threw it away, and you know, said, I don't want my son to idolize this shit. He ain't going to be another statistic. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be different. I want to teach him how to work instead of hustle. Fuck that.
That's dope.
Because that's what's wrong with this generation. Is if I had a father that taught me how to work instead of me teaching me how to hustle, I might be different. You know what I'm saying?
Might be. Hell. That's dope. That's good. I was about to be like, I'm glad you made those changes for your child.
Yeah, he was a big part of it.
Responsibility.
Yeah, he's a lot of my motivation for a lot of things, man. Because even with the music, like, don't ever be afraid to be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Don't ever be afraid to just go out there and do it. You never know who's listening, who's watching, or like if that ain't even the case for you, you never know like whose life you might be hitting spiritually. You know what I'm saying? They might be going through some shit, and you just said it, and like now they over there feeling emotions, and now they your biggest fan.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Right. So then you got to keep going.
You never fucking know. You definitely have to be yourself. Because like I said earlier, I think I said it earlier, somebody's relating to that. You know what I'm saying? Like somebody needs to hear that story and hear what the fuck you got going on in order for them to be themselves as well. You know?
Facts.
So people just know. So the more you normalize that shit, you know, the better. Good points there. So what are y'all doing after y'all leave the vibe tonight? You and your sister and whatnot.
I have no idea, man. Like I said,
what she want to do?
I don't know. They both mad at me. She's taking her. Yeah, she's taking her side. So I got my sister and my.
That's usually how it goes, right?
So I don't know if they want me to tag along or like what the plan is with that. Mm-hmm. But I'm probably either just gonna chill with my boy T Money, get drunk, or go home and sleep. I do got work tomorrow, but ain't till the afternoon. But like,
oh, that's good.
I might just, I don't know, go home, chill for real, eat some food.
At least you got a backup plan.
Yeah, always.
They don't want to fuck with your ass.
always.
Jeez, I gotta work tomorrow too. Oh, work
sucks, man.
Oh my god, I hate it. Got to pay these bills. Oh goddamn.
I hate working. I wish I didn't have to, for real.
Man.
Like, hustling was so much more easier. Like, I didn't have to do a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Is someone at the door?
I thought so. Wow. That sounded like somebody tried to open it.
Maybe they opened the wrong one. It is 8 o'clock. I don't really know when this bitch be opening and whatnot.
They be opening about right now, usually.
Oh, about right now?
I don't know. All I know is I need some water, man. I got cotton mouth.
Same here. Listen,
bro ain't here.
Listen, we can go ahead and wrap up the show. I had a good time.
I did too, man.
Talking to you.
You my peoples, man. I fuck with you.
I want to wake him up and be like, what we got to do to help you set up?
Right.
Because, it is 8 o'clock. But like I said, it could be one of those days where everyone
running late.
Super late. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking the messenger now. See if anyone said anything. Nope. Okay. Whatever. No. Ain't nothing said in there. Listen. I really appreciate you coming on to the show and being patient with me.
Man, I appreciate you getting me on here.
Listen, I love you.
I love you too, man.
I was happy that we was able to get in here and get this thing cracking regardless of how late I was running. But listen, the show is here for you. I'm here for my independent people, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Somebody told me once, like, we don't say local because I put you in a box. We say independent.
Right.
I was like, ooh. So I've been trying to say independent more instead of local. Because
that's good. I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, I didn't either. But I guess if you think local,
you say your standard's small. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. Put your horizon higher.
Exactly. It might be a little bit harder or weirder to obtain that. Like, I can go further than local type shit. I guess. I don't know. And that's kind of the equivalent of being hood famous. I guess. I don't know. But yeah, thank y'all so much for tuning in and kicking it with us. You know what I'm saying? We had a good chat. Y'all got to learn a little bit, because I'm pretty sure there's way more layers to you.
Oh, man, we're going to have to do a part two, man.
We have to do a part two. I also got to get an update on you and the wifey. Like, y'all now, this next interview is going to be like through the roof, turned up, because y'all be like, we good now. And she's going to be on the show next time.
Facts.
But we definitely going to have to do a part two. Thank you so, so much for coming
Thank
on the show.
Thank you, man.
I got you. Tell the people where they can find you. Where can my listeners find you?
You can literally go to Google and type in YUNGBUTCH, and I will pop right up. My Instagram and SoundCloud pull right up. Like, I hate to say it, but you can literally Google me. YUNGBUTCH on Facebook, SoundCloud, Instagram. Soon to be on Spotify and Apple Music. Mm-hmm. Working on it.
Dope. Is there any new music that anyone should listen for?
I'm working on another EP, low-key. Working on another one. You know, I think I'm going to be more lyrical in this one, not so much on the heartbreak, but I'm gonna be telling some shit.
Okay, you know. Okay. Awesome, okay. Any shows or anything coming up that we need to support you with?
Man, other than Nirvana right now, I'm trying to work my way on with that dude Sean to be hosting up here. Yeah. Like, he be doing that wrestling shit.
Yeah.
And he wants, you know, I told him, I said, ask them if they need somebody for some musical entertainment.
Yeah, some type of intermission type
and
shit.
Yeah, me and him, I'm remixing that song of his Panties or whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's fun.
He want me to throw a verse on there, and I'm
you
like, all right.
You got to keep me posted as to how and when that shit drops.
Facts,
when
facts.
When he performs that shit, I just be dying laughing. Like, yeah.
I love that song, bro. It's just funny. For real.
He's fun. I love Sean. Shout out to Sean, y'all. And yeah, that fucking wrestling
facts.
Shit. I'm so jealous of his life.
Yeah.
Anyways. Thank you so much again for coming
no
on the
problem,
show.
Man.
Tell everyone bye-bye. It's all love,
deuces,
y'all.
Deuces, everybody.